On a farm, in a barn, feeling lonely, but I got some yarn. Ooh, yeah, got the yarn, got the yarn, I'm gonna do some knitting.
This listener essay by Lynn Elliott Francis is entitled Resistance Knitting.
On election night, 2016, I poured myself a glass of wine and cozied up on the couch with my knitting. The local NPR station was on. In their voices, I heard the same cheerful expectation in my own heart. Together, we would bear witness to an historic event, the election of the first female president of the United States. My mother was a knitter. She made sweaters for my father, my brothers, and from the same pattern for me. I was a reluctant recipient, never feeling they were particularly flattering. One special sweater I lent, long-term, to my broad-shouldered college boyfriend. "It looks good on him," was my explanation. She moaned at the far end of the phone. "He'll take better care of it than I would," I predicted. And that was true. He had it dry cleaned and stored every spring, taking it out reverently each winter. He respected the work that had gone into it. "Her mother washed and carded the wool," he would explain to friends, "and then spun it, and then knitted this amazing sweater." "Yeah," I'd admit, with only a shade of interest, as the others oohed and aahed. Most of her wool, bought wholesale, was stored in what had been my bedroom. There were boxes of wool under my bed. There were bags of wool in my closet. In my wicker laundry basket was more wool. When my mother's cancer was detected, and hospice was the only thing the doctors could offer, she turned toward me from her perch on the end of the examination bench. "But I just ordered a ton of wool," she complained. Much of her wool I gave away, but some I kept, resolving to learn to knit. Knitting was something women have done for centuries, for a millennium. I felt I was entering a tradition that connected me with other women, with my mother, with women of the past. Knitting seemed like a fundamental skill. With no mother to teach me, I turned to YouTube videos. Knitting videos are very calming. They have soothing background music and softly toned instructions. I learned how to cast on, how to knit and purl. I joined a group of women who gathered once a week at a yarn store to knit and chat. I went from scarves to fingerless gloves to socks to hats. As the campaign for president heated up, I reached for my knitting, knowing it would calm my nerves. I knitted through all three debates, knitted through Trump's grabbing comments, his divisive rhetoric, chance of lock her up. Should I have done more than knit? Was knitting the equivalent of twiddling my thumbs? These are questions I now answer yes to. But then I believe that to knit was to endure, and to endure was to survive, and to survive was to triumph. With each stitch, I was demonstrating my belief in society, in decency, in the good, the honest, and the hardworking. No base demagogue, I thought, could unravel my America. Concern laced the voices of the NPR commentators when Florida fell to Trump. When he laid claim to Ohio, I called my daughter. "Oh my God," I said by way of a greeting. "I know," she agreed. When I hung up, I stared at my drained wine glass. I stared at the hat, intricately patterned. All it needed was a pom-pom. I spent the last hour of the election, as the results from Michigan were first suggested and then confirmed, focusing on making a perfect pom-pom. I wrapped the yarn in tight loops around my fingers, tied it off in the middle, cut and fluffed. Then I shaped it with the scissors into a perfectly round ball and sewed it onto the hat. It was a small thing, an incidental thing, but it was the only thing in my control. My daughter and I traveled to Washington, D.C. to attend the Women's March. When the thousands of women sporting pink, hand-knitted pussy hats calmly and resolutely took over the city, I thought, we may triumph yet. My daughter and I stayed with my father, who still lives in my childhood home. There is still plenty of wool in my bedroom. I brought some home for the future.
Lynn Elliott Francis has attended the Bread Loaf Writers Conference, the Hudson Valley Writers Center, and studied with poet Sparrow and the author Martha Frankel. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.